From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Russia says it has struck ISIS targets in Syria. Others disagree with that. As Russian planes spend a second day bombing targets in Syria, Russia's defense ministry says it has damaged or destroyed 12 targets in there belonging to the Islamic State militant group, including a command center and ammunition depots. Defense ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov said in televised comments Thursday that the Russian Air Force over the past 24 hours has hit 12 Islamic State targets, destroying, among other things, a command center and two arms depots. Reacting to criticism that it's targeting opponents of the Syrian government, a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin admitted Thursday that Russia's airstrikes in Syria are targeting not only Islamic State militants, but also other groups. Moscow had insisted that it was targeting IS militants, while U.S. officials and others cast doubt on that claim. Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on Thursday Russia was going after IS militants as well as a list of other groups. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter took exception to that.
One of the reasons why the Russian position is contradictory is that exactly the potential for them to strike, as they may well have, in places where, in fact, ISIL is not present. Others are present. And this is one of the reasons why the result of this kind of action will inevitably simply be to inflame the civil war in Syria.
The United States said it would continue to lead coalition airstrikes against the Islamic State targets in Syria, ignoring Russia's request for U.S. aircraft to avoid Syrian airspace. This is VOA News.